Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your fish shot, I keep it with your letter. Gone up in blueprint.
We're back. 12 after. Steely Dan for you there. It doesn't get any better than Steely Dan. I'm glad to be with you again, as always. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I'm glad Marky Stein is with us too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. You're gonna have a lot of fun visiting with Marky. Marky's the author of Fearless Career Change. She's a career coach and public speaker, and works very hard with people, helping them. We get to find their way through the weeds of changing their careers, whether it be going from one job to another or from job to business or from business to job. Sometimes it happens that way. And she's our new friend. Marky, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here. I'm an admirer of your show, and I often refer people to your newsletter.
Well, I appreciate that, Marky. Thank you very much for that. And we're excited about making you part of our brain trust and getting you introduced to our audience. Marky, talk to us about some of the things that the emotions that you see in people when they're faced with a career change. Maybe they don't even know they're faced with one. They just know that they have these emotions. Talk to us about that moment when folks seem to be so anxious.
You know, Jim, there comes a time when you're an employee and you start thinking, gee, you know, I'm really bored with this job. Or you start thinking, hey, I'm sick of the boss telling me what to do. Maybe I want to be my own boss.
Yeah.
And there's a time when you think those things, but then some fears lock in, Jim, and you think, can I really start my own business? Could I really go out on my own? Could I really be my own boss?
Well, those are good questions to ask yourself, because Marky, as you know, if you ever say to yourself, you know, I don't like being bossed around by this boss. I don't like him or her telling me what to do. That's not a good reason to become a small business owner, is it?
I think, Jim, you have to have a vision that you want to pursue with a passion. For example, I recently helped an administrative assistant become the president of her own company.
Wow.
A big jump. And you know, the way she did it, Jim, was that she wanted to be a philanthropist in her small business, and she gives 30% of all her proceeds to charity. That was her vision. She had a vision larger than herself, Jim, and that motivated her through the ups and downs of starting a new business. And both you and I know there are ups and downs.
There certainly are. So what you're saying is that her vision was bigger than her fears, wasn't it?
That's exactly right, Jim. And your vision can actually motivate you through those fears. Fears like, I fear I'm going to fail. I fear I'm too young. I fear I'm too old. I have so many ideas for a business, but I don't know what to do.
I don't have enough money.
Yes, don't have enough money, Jim. And if you have an overriding vision for something you want to do, it may be something as unusual as becoming a dog trainer, which one of my clients did. She went from an attorney, if you can believe that, to a dog trainer. But, you know, she loved dogs, and she tells me she's happier now than she's ever been in her life.
Well, you know, that's if there's one thing that I've seen in the 21st century, Marky, it's that people are seeking happiness at least as often, at least as hard, at least as ardently as they're seeking financial rewards. Maybe in many times more, they're seeking it more so than they are financial rewards.
I completely agree with you, Jim. You know, once you get up into the six figures as an employee, but you start feeling that feeling of kind of like an emptiness, Jim, that you're not really doing what your passion dictates. You're not really following your vision. Sometimes it's worth it to go take a cut in salary to do something you'd really love to do. For example, one of my people was a human resources director, and that is a pretty high-level job. But she had dreamed all her life of becoming a midwife. And, Jim, she set up her own midwife assistant business, and she doesn't make as much money. But what is more precious than watching a new human life come into this world?
Wow, that's a pretty significant career change there.
And, yes, it is.
But what? So, what do you think? What do you recommend we do? And this question is irrespective of whether we're talking about being a business owner or going from one job to another job. What are the things that we need to be listening for if it is time to make a change? What does it sound like? What should we when we're making these noises to ourselves, so to speak? What does it sound like?
You know, I think these are some of the thoughts that go through people's mind. I want independence. I want freedom. I want the freedom to make my own schedule. I want the freedom to make my own decisions. Jim, it's not always a thought that comes to mind, but sometimes people develop what you might call psychosomatic symptoms. A bad back, carpal tunnel syndrome.
Headaches.
Those are signs, Jim. Headaches, migraines. Mm-hmm. Those are signs that your job is too stressful for you, that it's not satisfying to you, and maybe it's time to look for something new in a small business.
But how do we the title of your book is Fearless Career Change. How do we do that? How do we make those changes and still deal with the fear?
That's an excellent question, Jim. I think what I ask people is, what is the worst thing that can happen if you change careers? Has that ever happened to you before? How have you handled similar changes in the past, like the change from being a student to being a worker, the change from being a single person to being a married person, maybe even the change from being a married person to getting a divorce? What strengths have you used during those changes that can help you make this change from an employee to becoming a small business owner?
Yeah, and those are excellent points. And when we talk about making these big changes, sometimes if we have families, we have to think about what impact it's going to have on them. And sometimes we can't always just jump right into whatever it is that we would like to do. We have to take it by degree. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Marky to help us do that. How do we follow our own passion and still feed the family? We're going to talk about that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Marky Stein is our guest. Her book is called Fearless Career Change. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Marky Stein. Marky is the author of Fearless Interviewing, and her new book is called Fearless Career Change. And I want Marky to tell us where her books are available. And Marky, also give us your website too, please.
Great, Jim. Actually, you can find my book at any local bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Borders, any other local bookstore near you. It may even be in the library by now. It's just been released. You can find it through my website at www.markystein, that's markystein.com, or you can go straight to amazon.com and find the book at a substantial discount.
Marky, tell us what else we'll find at your website.
Well, actually, Jim, there is so much information on my website, and I'm actually adding a page today in honor of the small business advocate called Small Business.
I appreciate
that. On
that
page, Jim, you can find a chart of common fears of career change, what we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You can find a chart of the ups and downs of starting a small business. So you can really think about, you know, am I willing to weather those down points to get to those high points of owning a business? And finally, perhaps the most important and exciting thing that will be on that small business page is called the Entrepreneurial IQ Test. You take that test and you can find out if you're really ready to make that change. to a small business
owner. And that's free. If we show up at your site and take that test, we can take
that's
it for
absolutely free.
Thank
it will
you
be
for
up
that.
Later today.
Thank
and it will
that.
Be on the small business tab. And it's in honor of the small business advocate. I'll have a link there to your site also.
I appreciate that, Marky. Thank you for making that available. Folks, check that out. And that's markystein.com. Marky, we're talking about this fear thing. You know, it's a valid fear if I want to become a small business owner, if I want to change careers, or if I want to downsize in my assignment so that I'm not making as much money, but I'm happier. There are other considerations for some of us. We have husbands and wives, we have children, we have obligations, maybe even a mortgage or two, and so there are sometimes we want to do things, but we may not be able to. So we have to sort of take this one step at a time in order to accomplish these things, don't we?
I completely agree. You know, I think it's probably a myth that one day you just sort of quit your job and hang out a shingle and start your own business. It doesn't really work that way, at least with my clients. I usually recommend, Jim, that they stick with their job and try to get the initial parts of their business, like their business plan, their marketing plan, maybe their visit to a small business administration office, and some of their reading and research done before they actually quit that job. And, Jim, it's also important to get some funding for your business mm-hmm. before you quit that job. Because certainly you don't want to leave your family and loved ones in the lurch while you're exploring your dream.
You know, one of my favorite stories about that is Jim McCann, who's the founder of 1-800-Flowers. He owned a little florist shop while he was a counselor in New York City. He for 10 years he owned a little florist shop and learned the florist business as a part-time, you know, he owned the business and ran it part-time, so to speak, while he had a full-time job for 10 years before he broke out and went full-time with his 1-800-Flowers.
And that's a really good point.
It's a great story in building something, being patient, and learning the industry, and now, of course, he's listed on NASDAQ.
That's a terrific success story. And I actually have a couple of people doing their businesses on the internet, which means that they don't have to physically be there at their small business.
Right.
When you run a web business and you start an internet business, which can be very lucrative, you can keep your old job and run your business at night from the comfort of your own computer.
I know a lot of people who do that. And of course, it doesn't have to just be internet. It could be a lot of different things. That you could be, you know, you could take a while just to study and to learn about the industry you want to go into. And you know what I've found, Marky, is that when people do that, let's say that, as you said earlier, they've got some symptoms that are manifesting, headaches or whatever it may be. I've seen people who just the process of learning something new and having the possibility that one day they could be doing something more exactly like what they wanted to do, just that preparatory activity lessened their symptoms.
I've seen that too, Jim. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
The enthusiasm, the creativity, the excitement, the promise you have when you're thinking about that business and taking the first few small steps can absolutely wipe out your boredom, your headaches, your backaches. Mm-hmm. You don't even want to think about those while you're thinking about your new vision.
Absolutely. No, I think that that's a much better process, Marky, than to jump into something all at once, ill-advised, and I think you're going to have a much greater chance of success if you take things slowly than if you just jump into it all at once. And I know you probably agree with me on that.
Absolutely,
Marky. I've got about 15, 20 seconds. Give us your last thoughts, please.
I just want to say that as a small business owner myself, it's absolutely worth it to start a small business, but do your homework, Jim. Do your homework first.
Well said, Marky. Marky Stein, ladies and gentlemen, the author of the new book, Fearless Career Change. Wherever books are sold, her website is markystein.com. Marky, thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Enjoyed it. Had a good time. Quick break right back after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.